It was nice to finally see some sunshine across eastern New York and western New England. This time of year can be rather gray, and we had a couple of gloomy days to start off this work week. Well, finally, enough dry air came in to break the clouds apart, allowing for mainly sunny skies in most areas this afternoon. Temperatures are running near or a bit above normal across much of our area. It's been a warm month of January, and through yesterday at Albany, the average monthly temperature was 10 degrees above normal. So there's no question that this has been a very mild month of January. Looking ahead to the next couple of days to wrap up the month, tomorrow will probably end up close to average. And then on Friday, we'll probably end up a little bit above normal because of the afternoon high temperature that should be a few degrees above the normal high. So all in all, it's going to obviously end up a very warm month of January. We've had just a couple of days, a kind of a handful of days that have actually averaged below normal. Moving ahead, I don't see any major weather hassles over the next couple of days. We'll see a cold night ahead. It's seasonably cold, though, with lows in the single digits and teens across much of the area. The sky will be clear, so it should be a pretty night. And then during the day tomorrow, we will see sunshine. Some thin clouds will come in tomorrow afternoon. It should make for a pretty sky during the entire day, actually. And temperatures tomorrow will be seasonable, and that means 20s to low 30s across most of the area. Might feel a little bit chilly because it's been so warm this January, but that's kind of where we expect to be, at least in terms of the climatology. Over the weekend, it looks like a storm will very likely blossom but track too far to our southeast to bring any significant precipitation to the area. At this point, I'll call for the chance for some light rain or snow Saturday night or Sunday. There's still some question marks on the timing. So uncertainty is still with this weekend weather forecast at this point. Odds of anything major around here aren't particularly high, but it's still something that is worth watching over the next couple of days to see if anything does shift. Sometimes these things can take some turns on us as we get a little bit closer. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, seasonably cold, highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, for tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, sunshine, some afternoon high clouds, seasonably cold, with highs in the low 30s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s. And on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of some light rain or snow. Again, we'll update this as we get a bit closer. Highs on Saturday will be in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.